Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we spoke last time about making coffee and tea on Shabbos. Now, what about adding sugar to the coffee or to the tea, or lemon juice, or milk to the coffee? Is that a problem or not on Shabbos? So first of all, the sugar is not a problem because the sugar is cooked already, and there's no problem putting something cooked into a klisheni. Even if you're machmir, that something that turns to liquid, it has a din of liquid, but in a klisheni, it's not a problem. You'll have to add liquid to a klisheni. So therefore, it's not a problem putting the sugar into your coffee, that's a klisheni, and that's not a problem on Shabbos. The shaila is, what's with mashke that's not cooked? Are you allowed to add that to a klisheni on Shabbos? We learned earlier that there are three things that Chazal told us is not kali abishal and does not cook in a klisheni. What are the three things? Tavlin, mayim, and shemen zayis. The shaila is, when we say mayim, do we mean all drinks or dafka mayim? So it's a big machlokes. A lot of poskim hold the Shulchan Harav says clearly that all mashkim do not cook in a klisheni. Not only water. Any drink doesn't cook. And therefore, it would be no problem adding any liquid drink to a klisheni because it doesn't cook. But the Mishnah Berurah seemed like he held that it was a problem because he was talking about putting milk into a klisheni. And he said only if the milk is cooked is it mutter. And so it sounds like that he held that other mashke besides for water is a problem in a klisheni. So, therefore, there's a makom to machmir, but the ikar din, you definitely can make it like the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch. But it doesn't make so much a nafka mina, because let's go through the different items. The milk, anyway, is pasteurized, so it's cooked. Therefore, there's no problem whatsoever putting the milk into a klisheni. It means even though you're a type of person who's makel to take water from an urn and add coffee directly to that cup, which is mekar de mutter, there's no problem adding milk to that cup, which is a klisheni as well. It's no problem because the milk is already cooked. And the same thing if you want to add lemon juice to your tea. The lemon juice also is already pasteurized, already cooked, and therefore there's no problem putting that lemon juice into a kli sheni. That means, first of all, it's pasteurized. And even if it was not pasteurized, there is a makom to make it anyway, like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds that other mashkin as well does not cook in a kli sheni. So therefore, it definitely no problem to add the milk or the lemon juice, and we said before, the sugar also to your coffee and tea on Shabbos.